Fierce opposition in France to the U.S. and British-led campaign against Iraq has been a setback for Franco-American relations. Writer and commentator David Sedaris lives in Paris.
For the past several weeks, I've been getting these late-night calls. The phone rings, and when I answer, the person on the other end will say, "Thank God, are you all right?" I wonder how they knew I had the radio perched on the lip of the bathtub. And then I'll realize that they're talking about the French-American thing, which is a lot nastier in the United States than it is here. The assumption is that, mirroring the cafeteria in the U.S. House of Representatives, France has banished the word American, retitling videos to read Liberty Gigolo or Freedom Graffiti. But that's not the case. Neither are radio stations hiring bulldozers to flatten hamburgers and low-fat muffins and pictures of the American president. The French people I know are saddened by the name-calling, but not enough to touch a muffin or a hamburger, much less a picture of George Bush. On September 11, 2001, Jacques Chirac announced that we are all Americans. A year and a half later, things have changed. While in the United States, a president might make his own kind of sense, to most of the outside world he sounds like a bully and a braggart. Here is a man who actually failed to win a popularity contest against Saddam Hussein. And that's Europe's fault? I'm told that France is dangerous now, that Americans are being spat upon, but neither me nor my friends have experienced any hostility whatsoever. Talk to a French person about the war, and they'll say that while they dislike the current administration, they understand there's a difference between the American people and the American president. 6 feet under, they love. Tony Blair, they grudgingly respect. But George Bush, that's another matter. If I did not share their view, I suppose there might be some discussion, but I can't imagine that it would result in saliva. I have an American friend who speaks French perfectly and leads tours of Paris. As late as February, her spring schedule was packed. Then one by one, all of her upcoming parties phoned to cancel, saying it just didn't seem safe. The only exception was a man from Wyoming who said he would come as long as my friend could arrange for an armed bodyguard who would accompany him and his family everywhere they went. My friend explained that guns were not really allowed in the Louvre, and after expressing shock, the man canceled. I know Americans who have taken to identifying themselves as Canadians, but I'm always afraid that if I try it myself, the other person will have family there and ask me what part of Canada I'm from. There is nothing more pathetic than being ashamed of where you come from. I know this. Still, I look at the American president raising his fist on the front page of Le Monde, and I find myself wondering, is Sacagawea a province? What about Mandingo?
Comments of David Sedaris, a contributor to Morning Edition and This American Life. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.